Hushed voices and shuffling papers echo through the cavernous halls of the imperial bureaucracy in Constantinople. Pens made from reeds scratch out notes and figures on rolls of papyrus. They record legal decisions and tax records that stretch from the mouth of the Danube River on the Black Sea to the cataracts of the Nile in North Africa, from the sands of the Syrian desert to the craggy peaks of the Balkans. Thanks to these bureaucrats, the soldiers who guard the empire's frontiers will receive their pay. Swords and spears and shields and armor make their way from government-run factories to border forts. Food and horses and all of the other necessary supplies are purchased, collected, and transferred from farms to the army units who need them. City walls are repaired, new aqueducts built, and port facilities maintained. The hundreds of transport ships that carry enormous amounts of grain from Alexandria in Egypt to feed the 500,000 people living in Constantinople can be funded and organized. The year is 480. This room full of bureaucrats and their shuffling papyrus rolls and whispered questions and scratching pens is the beating heart of a thriving Roman Empire. There's no fall happening here, with provinces splitting off and barbarian armies claiming one region after another. In fact, things are looking up. Only half of the Roman Empire actually fell, the western half. While Odovaker was deposing Romulus Augustulus and ruling the rump of Italy as a king after 476, these government officials left their homes in Constantinople in the morning, went to work in the bureaucracy, and headed home at the end of the day. Whatever they thought was happening hundreds of miles away in Britain or Gaul, their lives went on much as they had a century before. While the West fell to pieces, the eastern half of the Roman Empire survived and adapted. It would continue for another 1,000 years. From Wondery, this is Tides of History. I'm your host, Patrick Wyman. Welcome, and thanks for joining me today. One quick note before we get started. I want to clarify the structure of Tides of History, which I realize may be a bit confusing. Think of it like a TV show with 2 seasons, Fall of Rome and Rise of the Modern World, that happen to be running at the same time. We'll do 2 episodes of one season 1 month, then 2 episodes of the other season the next month, and so on, with interviews sprinkled in. I hope this clears it up, and let's get back to business.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?